Portage artist Dave Elhart says when he was very young, he was diagnosed with having an extreme case of imagination, and he's glad he never got rid of it. At Full City Cafe in Portage, Elhart hangs his fantastical paintings.
This, believe it or not, is inside an iceberg, and of course, there's a three-masted ship sailing in there, if you take a look real closely, and there's a tunnel in there, and of course, we know that if you were going to visit inside an iceberg, there wouldn't be no tunnel probably in there to let a ship through, but in Dave's world, that's what you get. You get a tunnel where you can sail your ship inside and float around and look at all this the crazy stuff that's in there, all the colors and shapes.
The bold lines and 2D perspective in Elhart's paintings make them look like colorful cartoons, similar to Japanese prints. Elhart worked for several years at a biomedical research lab in Japan, where he says he fell in love with Japanese art. But unlike Japanese works, which are often subtle and simple, Elhart fills his paintings with bright, in-your-face color. He says paintings with mild colors get ignored.
Let's say put a painting on a wall and it's there for a year or two and then all of a sudden it's not there anymore. You know what I mean? You don't see it. But with the color and the shapes, I think it's always there and it's calling out to you. Hey, look, you know, get a happy look at this. The yellow mountains, you know, and the blue rocks and the houses against the cliff. You know, it's a silly place, but it's better than, I would say, the contemporary paintings that are available in print.
At Elhart's home studio, he uses acrylics as the base paint for his art, but then switches to oil-based Sharpie markers to make the lines that cover his work.
I oftentimes am up at 3 in the morning, and I come down here, and I can relax by drawing lines, which sounds rather strange, but And I consider myself fortunate to be patient enough to do that, because I guess he can get some good effects with just the use of lines.
There are a few reoccurring themes in Elhart's paintings: Japan, the Arctic, cityscapes, ships, and sailboats. But probably the most interesting theme is what Elhart calls the strata, a series of layers that look like vertical slices of bedrock. But that's about as realistic as it gets.
Getting to the bottom is like not really going from, let's say, where we're at here down to the Western Michigan University. You wind up in places that you aren't really anticipating.
Like a cliffside village living only a few slices of earth below a stormy ocean.
But what story you have on top? It's still combined with the story on the bottom, people living there with the waterfall and there's the bamboo trees in the background that you can see. And in the back is some inclement weather, sort of a disturbing looking sky. But to me, it just works well together. You know, it's kind of opposites, but that's the way things are, you know.
Dave Elhart's paintings will be on display at Full City Cafe in Portage and the Studio Grill in downtown Kalamazoo.